Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is June 13, 2019. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most really still just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. It gets worse every day. It's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. In an emergency, text my cell phone number first, and then you can call me so I know who it is, 316-619-4886. Now, you can always find updates with the breaking news, Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, contact information, all of our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. Remember, folks, we are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally. It's on YouTube and some FM stations, so pray about supporting airtime. Let's thank our listener base. Okay, places like Madrid, Spain, Espoo, Finland, Cape Town, South Africa, and Oslo, Norway. And, of course, in the United States, we have many, these are some of the top this week, Charlotte, North Carolina, Santa Ana, California, Newark, New Jersey, Jacksonville, Florida. And, of course, Wichita's back on top, beating Aurora, Illinois, as the largest group of listeners when our radio programs go to podcast later on tonight. Follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. Now, prayer, and we'll get on with tonight's guest. And, folks, you really need to pay attention tonight. This is going to be a good program. I don't know how to judge things. It's a good program, good news, bad news. But this is a program you're going to want to share. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. Please give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. Please, Father, I beg you, bless this program tonight in your son Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name. Amen and amen. Well, folks, many people believe that America is a mystery Babylon the Great. On this program, we've talked about it many times, with even people that have left the United States because it believed it to be so. I myself believed it, and I'm not saying that I believe it or don't believe it, but the older I get, the less I say something is something unless the word comes straight out and says it. I don't like to put names. Doesn't mean it is or it isn't. So is America the end time Babylon? Do we deserve judgment? I really don't know. I can't say for sure, but I can say America is guilty of much, such as murder of innocent children in and out of the womb, the promotion of such and funding the same worldwide, guilty of legalizing same-sex marriage, promoting transgenderism, homosexuality, pedophilia, lesbianism, and all sorts of abomination that just make this country look like or be like Sodom and Gomorrah. Really, this list goes on, and the sins of America is promoting to the world are as normal. You get that? We used to put the gospel to the world, and now we're putting out to the world that these abominations are normal. Again, so where am I at? As everyone knows, I strongly support President Trump, and this is what I believe in short, and then I'll bring on tonight's guest. I strongly believe in my heart that our Father heard our cries and prayers because of the things we saw and endured with Obama. I believe he, our Father, gave us a chance when he gave us a president who the whole world was against. But it seems he's still standing. I believe we almost blew our chance at the last election by going back to sleep and not repenting like we should. And we let the Democrats, the evil side, I love some Democrats out there aren't evil, but look at the left. It's also part of the revealing as we're seeing as now the evil is proclaiming itself out in the open, folks. Have you ever seen such evil out in the open in the world? It's just crazy. We've seen the president get our bathroom back for people, for women and children's sake. Praise the Father. He's rescinded the rule that says preachers cannot speak politically. Good judges have been put in place. Many states are making laws that will make take the murder of children back to the Supreme Court. Is this enough? I don't know. And he said he is standing with Israel, recognizing Jerusalem as her capital. While the peace plan I have been hearing about looks like it is a one-state plan and not a two-state plan, with even talk of annexing Judea and Samaria. The Father has always used America since 1948 when it came back for protection. We've always protected them. Then the Father's use of America is done in this way. Then I do believe judgment will come swift, because it is clearly owed to America, as far as I can see, to an unrepented nation. When will that be? This is the key thing. I think it's up to us to say, as we must keep praying and standing up with our president, because if the evil side votes him out as soon as 2020, who knows, maybe even sooner these things can happen, then America will be gone to the way of Sodom and Gomorrah, and judgment will come fully. Is this thus saith the Lord? No. This is thus saith Pastor Dan. In other words, I don't know. But tonight we bring on Michael Snyder. Now, he is a very important guest. He's been on with us many times before, talking about many different subjects. And, yeah, that's Michael T. Snyder. He has a blog called The Economic Collapse Blog and The Most Important Thing. He's the author of two books, The Beginning of the End and A Rapture Verdict. He's became very popular on other prophecy programs and related radio and TV programs. But he took a breath to run for Congress in the last election cycle, and now he's getting back into interviews, and I really, really welcome back into that, because he is a great way of putting things. Are you there with me, Michael?
I'm here, Pastor Dan. I love you, brother. Can you hear me?
Yes, very good.
Well,
yes.
It's such a pleasure to be back with you today, and we are certainly starting to see events begin to accelerate, and many of the things that the Lord has been warning and showing to his servants all over the world that would come to America are starting to be fulfilled, are starting to come to America. And so I think we've really reached a critical time, a critical turning point, when we are going to start to see, things have been relatively stable the last couple of years, but I believe that we've reached a critical turning point when things are going to start to move forward very quickly.
I agree fully with you. I believe that we have been seeing these things, whether it's the floods and we're gonna have the crops this year are just gonna be garbage. I know I live in a farm community, so to speak, and all these things are coming to pass. I believe we're on the very edge of it, and I just believe it's the Father that's just keeping it from coming full blown, because it could come like a flood any day.
Yeah, Pastor Dan, and you talked about the flooding. I mean, really, this is unprecedented what we've been seeing. I mean, really, it's the worst agricultural disaster in modern American history, and I really want to get into that for a moment. But let me start back in 2016, because there's a wonderful sister in Christ, prophetic sister in Christ named Sonia Craighead. And back in late 2016, between November 21st, 2016 and December 7th, 2016, she was given a series of extremely detailed visions about the future of America, that things were coming to America. And so once those visions were done, then she sat down and she wrote a letter. I mean, who writes letters anymore? Most of us just send emails back and forth. But she actually composed a 17-page letter detailing these visions that she had just been given by the Lord, and she sent us to them in the mail through the U.S. Postal Service. So my wife and I received the 17-page letter, and she said we could post it online. We posted it online, and we read the letter, and we were extremely interested in it. It was a very powerful series of visions detailing things to come for our country. But then, of course, life moves on, and we got really busy. And as you mentioned, I got busy with other things, and I kind of forgot about it. And so then we get up to 2019, over 2 years later, and a few weeks ago, she reached out to us again and said, "Hey, Michael, you need to go back and take a look at that 17-page letter I sent you, because these things are starting to come to pass." And so I went back and started going through it, and I was astounded, because some of the things that she said specifically have now been fulfilled, the things that the Lord showed her, Pastor Dan. For example, in her letter, she was shown that there would be much livestock that would be laying dead all over, and she specifically saw the states of North and South Dakota and Nebraska. And in her vision, she saw that the reason they would be dead would be from violent storms. Now, of course, this came to pass in March of this year, when there was that big bomb cyclone storm that came through to the middle part of the country, caught cattle farmers completely off guard, because the storm came, there was massive, just horrible flooding and snow and icebergs being pushed all over the place, and cattle were wiped out in very large numbers. In fact, the head of the U.S. Department of Agriculture went on TV, and he told the journalist, he said that up to a million calves, of course, are baby cows, up to a million calves were killed in the state of Nebraska alone. So Nebraska was this one of the specific states that this wonderful sister in Christ, Sonia Craighead, who, by the way, keeps the commandments, is a wonderful follower of Yeshua. What she had seen, it would happen in the state of Nebraska, and we saw that the head of the Department of Agriculture went on TV and was talking about all these calves which were laying dead in the state of Nebraska due to violent storms, exactly precisely what the Lord had shown her in this vision in late 2016. But that's not all, Pastor Dan. That's not the only part of her prophecy, of her visions, that have already been fulfilled. In her vision, she also saw in the Midwest states of Iowa, Ohio, and parts of Missouri, corn standing in mud and water, being ruined by flooding, and so that was part of her vision as well. She saw crops in the Midwest being ruined by flooding. And, of course, what we've seen with the rain that started early this year, and then it just kept raining and kept raining and kept raining. In fact, even and we saw unprecedented flooding on the Missouri River, Arkansas River, Mississippi River. And then just when you thought it couldn't rain anymore, last week we just had horrible rain. The city of Atlanta got the most rain they've ever gotten in a 24-hour period. Western North Carolina got 13.5 inches in a week's time. And the middle part of the country got hammered again and again. And so we've just seen rainstorm after rainstorm after rainstorm. And so and crops have been absolutely devastated. In fact, and there was just a USA Today article. And let me read a little bit of this article to you from USA Today. It says, "Rain and flooding that began in March have kept farmers from planting a major portion of their crops during the normal mid-April to mid-May season in states like Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Ohio, and Michigan." Of course, Sonia Craighead mentioned Iowa and Ohio specifically in the vision she was given by the Lord. And let me continue with the article. "As of Sunday, 39% of soybean acres have been planted in the 18 largest producing states, compared with an average of 79% over the last 5 years, Agriculture Department figures show. 67% of corn acres are in the ground versus an average of 96%. Such delays are unprecedented." And the article goes on. But Pastor Dan saw exactly what she saw in her vision with crops being ruined in Iowa and Ohio. Well, this USA Today article mentioned those specific states with crops being ruined by flooding, just like she saw in her vision. So it's really absolutely remarkable that what the Lord showed this wonderful sister in Christ in advance what was going to happen. And Pastor Dan, people need to understand, and you live in the middle part of the country, so I'm sure you hear from farmers all the time. you know, we're way behind in planting, but even the crops that have been planted, because the soil is so saturated, even there in Illinois, I know you have a lot of listeners in Illinois, the soil in Illinois is saturated like from 90 to 95 to 99% throughout the entire state. I mean, it's absolutely soaked, the soil is. So even if farmers get seed in the ground, it's not coming up. Or even the crops that are coming up, they look really, really bad. They should be green this time of year. They look yellow and horrible. So really, we've seen just a plague of biblical proportions hit the heartland of America, hit our crops, and agricultural production of soybean, of corn, of many of our major crops is going to be way, way below normal this year. And the Lord showed his servants in advance that this would happen.
Yeah, amen. Let's go with this. I'm in Kansas, and the ground, we're still getting rain about every third day, but it's hard to even, I got like a little over a half a block here in the city that I live at. And, you know, we've got so much stuff growing up. And mosquitoes are terrible, but my problem is you can't, and part of it, even though the grass is up, you can't push the mower because under the grass, it's mud. And it's just crazy. All around, there's farmers' fields all over the place that are normally we see up and bristling this time of year. They're mud fields. And so, yeah, you can plainly see it where we're at. And it's amazing that she was gotten this vision, but my question remains then is, what else did she hear?
Well, I put up the entire, so people can go read it for themselves, because it's very long. It's a 17-page vision, and it's up in PDF format. If you go to themostimportantnews.com, I got a big article up right on the front page about it right now, and people can go read it. But she saw things are going to get a lot worse, Pastor Dan. Eventually, down the road, there's going to be food shortages in America, and there's going to be riots. There's going to be chaos. People are going to go crazy. Eventually, there's going to be even famine down the road in the United States. So what we are seeing right now is just the beginning. And people say, well, there's food in the store right now, Michael. But, yeah, that's the food that was already grown last year. That was the food that's already been produced. But right now we're growing the food that's going to be in the stores in the months and years ahead. And so right now the food that is supposed to be on our plates in the future is not being grown. And people need to understand we're dependent, despite all of our advanced technology, despite all of our advanced wealth, we're dependent on farmers to grow our food, because what we eat every day is grown and produced somewhere. And so people need to understand this month. And I mean, what we're seeing throughout the whole country, you know, already, I mean, it was a major national crisis and unprecedented. In fact, it was the wettest 12 months in all of U.S. history, even before last week. Then last week came horrible downpours. In fact, some states received, quote, more than a month's worth of rain, quote, unquote, in a single day. And so, you know, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, it did. Yeah.
I shouldn't laugh. I'm sorry.
It's true. But, and the National Weather Service says that more rain is coming, Pastor Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if you ever look at the Farmer's Almanac, but I do, and let alone my bank gives a free copy of it out. And folks, for the record, it's on tit for tat for it right now, because it's predicting more rain clear through July, you know, where right now we should be experiencing heat, and it's just not. But also, should you know anything about, we lost a lot of cows too also, Michael. That's going to be a problem also. And folks, most of this is going to hit, like, we're talking we're in 2019. Michael's right. We have food right now, but we're talking about where the markets are going to go and everything's going to go in 2020, basically. And that would be election year. Back to you.
Oh, yeah. And we're seeing prices already go up, and prices are really going to be going up at the grocery store as we go through this. But we're seeing extremes in the weather, and it stretches back to the last year, Pastor Dan, where we had one of the coldest and snowiest winters in all of U.S. history, and of course, all the snow melting has made all the flooding even worse. And then coming into the spring here, not only the rainstorms, but the tornadoes. We just had one of the worst stretches of tornado outbreaks in all of U.S. history that the middle of the country endured. But then you look out on the West Coast, Pastor Dan, this week, we're seeing some of the records broken all over the West Coast. In fact, on Monday, just a few days ago, San Francisco International Airport reached a temperature of 100 degrees, and that broke the old record for that date by 6 full degrees. The old record was just 94 degrees. And so, in fact, that was the hottest that San Francisco has been in at any time in the months of June, July, or August combined ever. So, and of course, it was not just San Francisco. We saw records all over the West Coast. Palm Springs, 114 degrees. Death Valley, 120 degrees. So we're seeing extreme, crazy weather patterns. And it's not just here in the United States, Pastor Dan, but, for example, over in Australia. Australia is normally one of the biggest exporters of wheat in the entire world. They help feed the world with the wheat they produce. But this year, because there's been such horrible drought in Australia, they're having to import tremendous amounts of wheat to feed their own population. So we're seeing crop problems all over the world. I've written about this recently, whether it's rice in Philippines, they're having a tremendous problem growing rice. Or we, if we have time before the break, we can start talking about what's going on.
We're down to about a minute and 30 seconds, so no, we don't have time before the break. Let's go with this. Let's just switch on over for a minute. Where is the best place to find you? I don't know which site you're using the most. I think you're using the Most Important Thing or something like that. Which one are you using the most or where they can find you?
Yeah, I would encourage people to go to themostimportantnews.com, or if you just go to Google and you type in the most important news, it'll bring it. It's the first result that comes up. And when you go to themostimportantnews.com, you notice the top section has all the latest articles from myself and other leading thinkers in the Christian and conservative world. Some of the latest news. But then the second section down is the prophecy section, where God is speaking to men and women all over the planet about our future. And right now the first article I have up on there is that 17-page letter with the prophecies that were just fulfilled that I just told you about. But in that section I have many, many other prophecies, dreams and visions that the Lord has shown to his people all over the world about what is coming for America, about judgment that is coming upon the United States, and I believe in the very near future.
Yeah, I think it has started, but then again, I think it's worldwide. But we got to go. Folks, we'll be back in just a short period of time. Come back.
Go away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
Friend, if you're troubled and you lost your way, don't worry about it, everything's okay. Jesus gonna come himself and look for you. Give you a charge of the Holy Ghost high, see you through your troubled eyes. Life is right, surely you will find your way. He's always on call, he wants to save a lost. His charge is always free, with a shout of victory. What more could you ask? You get the very best. His answer is always yes. To meet your needs. problem and worries got you down. Jesus gonna take you to higher ground. His blessings will flow, lift you above the storm. Like a thief in the night, he'll be coming soon. Could be morning, night or noon. Are you watching for that blessed hour to come? He's always on call. He wants to save the lost. His charge is always free. With a shout of victory. One more could you ask? You get the very best. His answer is always yes. To meet your needs.
History records that the seventh-day Sabbath was not set aside by early Christians, and that it has never ceased to be observed. Athanasius, a theologian who attended the Nicene Council, recorded the fact that in 340 AD he and his fellow believers observed the seventh-day Sabbath. He was not the only theologian to report the observance after the time of Constantine. Socrates Scholasticus, a church historian who lived in the late 4th and early 5th century, made the following statement. Touching the communion, there are sundry observations, for almost all the churches throughout the world do celebrate and receive the holy mysteries every Sabbath. Socrates said that some, based on tradition, observe Sunday and went on to differentiate between the Sabbath and Sunday, stating, I mean the Saturday and Sunday upon which the Christians are wont to meet solemnly in the church. Jesus said that not even the slightest aspect of the law will change. The fourth commandment, which instructs us to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy, is one of those commandments. It was established at the time of creation, observed by Jesus and his followers, by saints down through the centuries, and will be observed in the new heavens and the new earth. Athanasius' statement regarding the observation of the Sabbath sums it up. We assemble on Saturday not that we are infected with Judaism, but only to worship Christ, the Lord of the Sabbath. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin. You're listening to Messiah's Ranch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Today we are getting to talk with Michael Snyder about some very important subjects and with that we need to really get prepared spiritually now and physically, but we'll get back to him in just a minute. I got to give a brief thing about the Mission Church. Well, folks, we are now in our 20th year doing this. My wife and I and our little Mission Church, we just blinked our eyes and 20 years went by. We've worked for the Father all these years, and it's kind of amazing, as even I'll be coming up on my 64th birthday come July 4th. Am I whining or crying? No, I'm just very, very happy. I've been allowed to raise my children and my grandchildren, growing up, taking care of others, and being a servant of others, because that's how we serve the Father. But we really do need your support. It's hard to keep up with this little ministry. It's very hard to keep up with all the new electronic things and everything going on, and we are trying. But we need your support to stay going. We need your help to keep the doors open, because we've been going for 20 years. Summertime, everything, all the donations go right through the floor, so we really do need your help. So consider a donation to Messiah's Branch tonight, and pray about supporting airtime. You folks out there listening to radio, and radio's not free. We have to pay for it, and we really do need to come up with a sponsor for radio. But anyway, folks, why do so many people come to us for help? Well, that's just because we love them, folks. We open the door to them. We don't have no rules, to keep them out. People come in, they ask for what they need, and that is really the rule that we have. Folks, we're all responsible to care one for another, as we are brothers keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart, of course. You can donate online or over the phone or by mailing a check or money order. And you can find all this information at prophecyhour.com. Prophecyhour.com. And again, if you don't wish to help us before, consider a donation for radio airtime. It's not free, and your donations keep us on the air. Folks, also, you wonder where my wife's at tonight. She's at the food bank helping out, as she does once a month. So anyway, we're now back with Michael Snyder. Are you there with me, Michael?
I'm here, Pastor Dan.
I don't know where you're going to go next with this, but I wanted to bring up, did you think that those earthquakes in California, you heard about the 700 quakes that hit in a short period of time, and there was literally tar coming up through the streets. There's been lots of visions of people seeing California being destroyed by an earthquake back here.
Oh, yeah, it's true, Pastor Dan, and you can find a lot of those prophecies about the coming California earthquake on themostimportantnews.com. But, yeah, I just posted an article about what's been going on in Southern California, where we've seen these earthquake swarms, and in particular there was an earthquake swarm of 700 earthquakes with just over the matter since May 25th, so just a matter of a few weeks, in the Fontana area of Southern California. And so seismologists and scientists are concerned about this because that is very unusual. I mean, you just don't see. I mean, there's always, a sprinkling of small earthquakes in Southern California and all along the Ring of Fire. But for 700 earthquakes to happen within a brief period of time like that, one scientist said that, quote, people ought to be concerned. And I included that quote in my article about this. So it's a huge concern because scientists have warned us that the San Andreas Fault could unzip all at once, unquote. So it's a huge concern. And then not only were there those 700 earthquakes, but there was also a local news report, and I included this in my article, about literally in one section of Los Angeles, not too far from the La Brea tar pits, but people can literally now see tar bubbling up from the streets, from the sidewalks. And a local news crew went out there and they got footage of this, and they were asking people questions, and people who lived there said, yeah, I've never seen this before. I can smell all this strange smell. And so, it's a concern. It doesn't mean anything is going to happen right away, Pastor Dan, but we know that the Lord has warned his people all the way back, I mean, decades ago, all the way back to, like, for example, Joe Brandt in 1937, and ever since then, for year after year after year, God's been warning his people that someday there will be an absolutely catastrophic earthquake in Southern California. In fact, one team of scientists that was interviewed by the Daily Mail some time ago, they actually admitted that if there was a large enough earthquake in Southern California, it could, quote, plunge large parts of California into the sea almost instantly, unquote. So scientists have told us that this could happen. The prophetic voices, God has shown people that someday it will happen. Someday there will be an earthquake large enough that parts of Southern California will go into the ocean. And so it's just a matter of time. We don't want it to happen. We hope it doesn't happen. But the sin of California, the sin in Los Angeles, where not only Hollywood and the television industry, but, of course, that's where the pornography industry is centered, right there in Southern California, where more pornography is produced in Southern California than anywhere else in the world. And so it's a huge, huge concern, and it's another one of these signs that we're watching that the Lord has warned us about in advance, and that's happening. But so there's something else I wanted to talk about as well, Pastor Dan,
go right
that
ahead.
So many people are concerned about. is what's going on the other side of the world, over in China.
Yeah.
Right now, recently, on Fox News, a Fox News report, this was called, quote, the biggest animal disease outbreak we've ever had on the planet. Let me repeat that again. The biggest animal disease outbreak we've ever had on the planet. It's had the epicenter for this outbreak right now is over in China. It's called African swine fever, also known as pig Ebola. It has a 90% or more death rate. So if a pig gets it, it's almost certain that pig is going to die, and it spreads extremely easily. So once it appears on a pig farm, it starts spreading like wildfire to all the pigs, and there's no vaccine, and there is no cure. So the only solution is once it starts spreading on a pig farm is to go on there, kill all of the pigs, and just pray that it doesn't spread anywhere else. But, of course, that hasn't been happening. It's been spreading like wildfire all over China. And, of course, there are more pigs in China than anywhere else in the world. In fact, each year, in a normal year, China slaughters approximately 700 million pigs. But because of this outbreak, one financial institution, Rabobank, has projected that the number of pigs that China will produce and slaughter this year will be down 30% due to this outbreak. So you take 30% of 700 million, that means that already we're looking at a loss of 210 million pigs in China alone. And to put that in perspective, Pastor Dan, that's more pigs than the entire U.S. pork industry produces an entire year. So essentially the equivalent of the entire U.S. pork industry for an entire year has already been wiped out, and this crisis continues to get even worse. And, of course, it's not remained in China. It's spread. It's spread to Vietnam. It's spread to Cambodia. And let me just say, in Vietnam, that's where they get three-quarters of their meat from is from pigs. And, you know, it's a major national crisis there. It's spread to Cambodia, Mongolia, Hong Kong, North Korea, and then it's also been customs officials have intercepted Chinese pork products with the virus in it in Japan, South Korea, Australia, and now it's even this virus has spread to Europe, where it just was identified at a major pig farm in Poland, so that's a major concern as well. So this is starting to spread all over the world. Hasn't spread to the United States yet, but I'll tell you, U.S. pork farmers are extremely concerned about this, because once it gets into an area, once it gets into a country, it's extremely difficult to kill. In fact, the virus can remain active in water for an entire month. It can survive in meat and blood at room temperature for several months. And in cold, dark conditions, this virus can survive for 6 years on its own. So it's extremely hard to kill, spreads on any type of surface. It doesn't have to be pig-to-pig contact. You can just get it on a sleeve or any type of surface, on wood, on packaging, on plastic, on anything, and you bring it to a new location, then it can spread. So this is extremely dangerous. It's a global cataclysm. We've never seen anything like this before in world history. And I find it extremely interesting that this plague, another plague of biblical proportions, which is just getting started, it just continues to get worse with each passing week, but this plague of biblical proportions has hit a source of food that the Bible says we should not be eating. In the Torah, it says, don't eat pigs. And so I find it very interesting that, of course, it's become one of the biggest sources of food in the entire world. But what God has said, do not eat, that specifically is what we're seeing, this tremendous biblical plague hit at this time.
Yeah, absolutely. I do honestly believe that those things will be exploited. What will damage us the worst is from the sins that we do, so to speak, you know, and the things that the Father told us not to do. That's how it comes, and it really, really does. Whether it's, you know, like right now, you know, and somebody's pointing out, you know, they wanted to make sure we mentioned about Hollywood and all that. Not only is it foreign capital, but that's who's pushing all the most of the gay agenda and all of that sort of thing. And so that abomination is right there. You mentioned Ebola. You know, have you noticed that they said that there is a lot of from there's, you know, everybody's coming across the border, right? Thousands of people. But from Africa, there's a whole bunch of people coming in from the same place where Ebola is. Human Ebola is in Africa. Have you heard that?
Oh, yeah. The Ebola crisis in Congo continues to get worse, and it's actually now jumped the border over into Uganda. But then you referenced the, you know, some of these articles that were on the Drudge Report about how refugees and migrants from Congo have just been coming across the border illegally into the United States, and why is such a concern is because we don't want diseases to come in, you know, across the border without our people being able to screen people, check people out. So it's so easy right now for diseases, for anything to come across our border, because right now there is no control on the border whatsoever. There was an article on the Drudge Report this week about how literally illegal immigrants are coming up through manhole covers in southern Texas there, you know, and people
insane.
Have been filming them recently about illegal immigrants pouring across the border just by the thousands, just running across the border. And then they set up cameras which just record these people just flowing over the border. Nobody's stopping them. You know, even one group of private citizens, they said, well, we're going to go and privately fund part of the border wall and build the wall ourselves. So they actually built a portion of a border wall down there in Texas. But then an agency came in and actually said, no, we're going to force this gate open and force you to keep it open. And they can just walk around that portion of the wall. So right now, more people are, you know, even though President Trump said, hey, I'm going to get tough on illegal immigration, and he's tried to, but Congress has blocked him. But right now we are having more illegal immigrants pour into the United States than ever before in our history. And it's a real, real national crisis, Pastor Dan, and there's no way to stop it.
It's an invasion. And we could spend a lot of time going over, you know, because there are people that are funding these things and doing it and organizing it, but it is literally an invasion, and even the Catholic Church is in on it, because I read that about how much money was given them to promote it by Obama as he went out of office. But yes, it's an invasion. And so you're right, people, what is it going to take to wake people up when, I mean, you know, it's all the check, everything's here, everything that you spoke of is right here, and it's ready to explode. Why do you think people are so asleep?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, there's been I think a lot of churches out there are just silent on any of the important issues. People go to church, they hear some watered down message that doesn't offend anyone, doesn't talk about sin, doesn't talk about judgment, doesn't talk about holiness, doesn't talk about the important issues of our day, and then they just go to church for an hour. They check it off their list. They're not offended. It's a nice, soft, easy message that tickles their ears, and they go home and they think they've done their Christian duty. So there's so very few voices today that are sounding the alarm. There are so very few voices that are speaking out about the truth. And so most of the population has really been lulled to sleep. They think everything's going to be wonderful. Everything's going to be just fine, even though really our society is melting down all around us. I mean, you look at, you know, I recently wrote about how the city of Los Angeles, where, you know, the number of homeless in Los Angeles has increased 16% in the last year. There's piles of trash everywhere. There's literally millions of rats have taken over the city, and it's gotten so bad the rats have actually taken over City Hall there in Los Angeles. The rats are just out of control in City Hall itself. Or you go up north in San Francisco where, you know, they're passing out hundreds of thousands of needles to drug users every year, and where the drug users and the homeless people just wander around the streets using the bathroom right in the middle of the streets, and where last year alone there were more than 28,000 official complaints filed with the city government about people using the bathroom openly in the streets. I mean, really, these are some of our wealthiest cities, Pastor Dan. And, you know, San Francisco is where Twitter and Google and all this money is, and that's happening there. Really, we're seeing decay, our society fall apart all across America, and we're seeing every sin you could possibly name run rampant all across the country. But most people think everything's going to be just fine, but everything is not going to be just fine.
Right. And you did hit the nail on the head, and this is what I've been saying for ever since I've been on radio, is in fact that we can put most of these things back at the doorstep of the church, because the church went silent. And, you know, first it was what, name it and claim it and all that, get rich, and they quit preaching about sin and they got about money. And granted, not every church is like that, but the preponderance, the most part, they are that way. The church used to be the warning place. You go in, well, okay, the pastor didn't mention it this week, so everything must be pretty cool. Used to be the pastor would get up there and they would preach about what was going on and what we should avoid and so on and so forth. And now it's just, like you say, to tickle their ears. It's a party going on. In fact, in one church in one state, I don't want to point out the church, they even have acrobats while the preacher's preaching, and they're flying girls in skimpy costumes above them, their head. Really? And we're talking about church. America does look like Sodom and Gomorrah. But can you see, here's something I wanted to ask you about. Now listen, when Trump came into office, the biggest thing that I saw, it was like what I call the revealing. Because when he came into office, then you've seen all these people that used to be hidden in their views and their abomination views, and whether it's witches and all of that. All of a sudden, they're talking openly. You understand what I'm talking about? That's unnerving. Back to you.
Oh, it's very true. And it's gotten to the point where not only evil has come to the surface, but if you speak out against evil, then you know, they come after you. Super hard, for example, you know, we're seeing all these Christians, conservatives, patriots, voices that speak against sin, which are being deplatformed by all these big technology companies, where YouTube is just banning hundreds of channels, where Facebook and Twitter are coming down super hard on and banning people and booting people off their platforms. But I mean, many of the people that are booting are those that are trying to speak out against the gay agenda. But really, you know, Pastor Dan, you know, we always knew the liberals and the Democrats, they're just given over to evil. They're not going to repent. Now, in certain individuals might repent, but as a whole, the Democrats, the LGBTQ movement, the liberal, the progressives, all of them, they're already gone. So really, you know, the question is, well, what are the conservatives going to do? The Republicans going to do? Those are really the ones in the balance. And increasingly, right, we're seeing Republicans, conservatives embrace the LGBTQ movement. In fact, the U.S. government has begun a worldwide program to legalize homosexuality in every nation on earth, using the full power of the federal government to legalize homosexuality, and their goal is to make it legal in every nation on earth. When I heard that, honestly, I was stunned. I was absolutely horrified, and it made me rethink a lot of things, because that is something the federal government should not be doing, and they're participating in not only turning America into Sodom and Gomorrah, but trying to turn the entire world into Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, absolutely, and that was part of my lead-in, that, you know, the things that while we're not only promoting as a nation, but we've been paying for abortion overseas and the murder of children. And even now, look at it. Children, after they come out of the womb, can be killed. But then we're also pushing this horrific LGBTQ whatever agenda on the world. So a country that promoted the gospel is now promoting what? Satanism? What would you call it? Back to you. And we got about 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, and you mentioned abortion there, Pastor Dan, where, you know, we were promised, hey, you know, Republicans are going to fight to end funding for Planned Parenthood, but the Republicans had control of both houses of Congress and the White House for 2 full years before the Democrats took back control. And at any point, they could have voted to end funding for Planned Parenthood, but there was never even a fight. There was never even a big push for it. There was never even any real sort of major effort to bring that about. And so that hasn't happened. It's not going to happen. So the federal government, there's one agency rule which might reduce their funding by about 10%, you know, slightly. But the vast majority of it, which is in the federal budget, like $450 million or more, that's not touched. It's not going to be touched. And up until just recently, the federal government was also funding the research that was being done on aborted baby parts all this time for the last several years. So it's you know, really, just as the scriptures say, God sets before us life and death, blessings and cursings. We can follow God's ways, or we can choose to reject them and do things our own way. And unfortunately, as a country, a nation, a society, state governments, our federal government, we're running away from God as fast as we can, and there will be consequences. And the Lord has warned his people for, I mean, literally for decades, but especially in recent years, he's been warning his people, saying, hey, if you continue in your sin, these are the judgments that are going to be coming upon you. And I've been documenting those on the Most Important News. And as I shared earlier in the program, Pastor Dan, very specific prophecies that have been given to his people are now being fulfilled literally right in front of our eyes.
Yeah, amen. I do agree with that. I'm not in disagreement. My only point with anything is, how soon will it come fully? And I think that really depends on us and how hard we pray. And, you know, I don't think there's going to be a nation healing. I'm praying that there will be healing in homes and in families. You understand what I'm saying? You take about a minute and a half and tell them how to find you and all that. Back to you.
Yeah, and that's what we want. We want repentance. We want the nation to turn to God. And we want individuals to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, be saved, find salvation in Yeshua, the Lord Jesus Christ. And even though things are getting so worse, Pastor Dan, God is raising up a remnant all over the world that will keep his commandments, that will preach the gospel to the whole world, bringing in the greatest harvest of souls in all of human history, and that will move in all the fruit, all the gifts, all the power of the Holy Spirit like we haven't seen since the book of Acts. So if you want to learn about more about me, about my ministry, I encourage you to come to themostimportantnews.com or just go to Google, type in the Most Important News, and it's the first result. And you come to the website, themostimportantnews.com. We've got all these prophecies we've been talking about, so many others, and in which the Lord is telling us what's coming in our future if we do not repent. And right now, America is definitely not repenting.
Yeah, amen. I agree with all that. And of course, I want to commend you on that website, because it is, you know, it's just a go-to place now, it seems like, to find prophecies. And I have been looking for them for a long time. So keep putting them out and keep doing the work. And I hope to see you back in the prophecy circles, because you was, you know, you're a good speaker, and you tell it from the heart. Back to you.
Oh, well, thank you, Pastor Dan. It's great to be with you. And God is doing an amazing work. I mean, it's largely outside of the institutional church right now, but God is moving, and you know, I want people to understand there's hope, even though things are going to get darker. We're in the last days, and sometimes people focus on just the negative, but also this is going to be the finest hour for the people of God. He's going to raise up his remnant, and we're going to see, I believe, the greatest move of God in the history of the world, even in the midst of all the darkness and chaos that are coming.
All right, we'll leave it there. Well, we'll talk again. Thanks for being on with me. I love you, brother. Goodbye and shalom to you.
I love you too, Pastor Dan. Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye. Well, folks, that was Michael Snyder, and wherever you find this podcast, or you find it, I hate that word podcast, I really do, because this is a national radio program. It's simulcast live on the net internationally, so on and so forth. When I started putting it on the internet, we didn't even call them podcasts, I don't think. I've been on radio, doing radio since 2002. Been on this station since 2014. Anyway, folks, pray, or 2004. Anyway, forget about, 2004, I think it was. Anyway, support radio, support Wichita Mission Church. But remember, folks, there is only one God. He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for our repentant sins. And he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's praying for Yeshua's return. Lord our God, Father, King, universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you. And his face shines upon you, and he's gracious to you, and he gives you peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.